Brian Cox was chief surveyor during the construction of the bridge.
When I first saw it, I saw the plans, I couldn't comprehend it at all. A concrete arch using falsework, and well, of course that's the only way they could have done it. But it was something that I had to sort of prepare myself for. And not being an engineer, but being a reasonable surveyor, all I had to do was sharpen up on engineering side of it.
We had to use what at that time were conventional survey methods. The site had been triangulated prior to construction, which is a means of survey by angles without direct measurement. But once abutments had been established, you knew you had an accurate base on which to commence from each side. This was all done with steel band. There was no electronic equipment whatever in those days. Today there's EDM, electronic distance measuring. There are some very sophisticated instruments around today, which would have made the task enormously easier. And also there are things like digi-levels, which are stars with barcodes on, which electronically read automatically. None of that was available. And similarly, there were no electronic computers available. Every calculation for Gladesville Bridge was done on a Brunsviga, that is a Swedish coffee grinder type calculator. And it was all extremely tedious by coffee grinder.
Was it electric?
No.
A handle?
Yes. Turn the handle.
Noisy?
Yes.
I guess it belonged to a museum now, would it? Or?
Yes, the museum items now. All the survey equipment used on that project would be considered museum material now. But nevertheless, the results obtained would be every bit as good as what you would get today with the electronic equipment.
Pile driving was in progress when I arrived on the job, and the contractor employed a subcontractor, Sydney Bridge and Wharf, but the contractor actually designed a rig for him to drive the piles. And this was a very special rig which allowed the head of the pile to be moved fore and aft, right or left, so that the machine could shape up to a pile cap and drive the four piles, which were raking in four different directions. It was quite notable sitting in the office and just listening to the constant hammer of the pile driver. And you could tell as soon as the pile hit rock with the change in the note of the hammer.
And how deep did those piles have to be actually driven?
They varied, but a lot of them were around about 100 feet. But there was a fault in the rock, and three of the piles went into this fault and went much deeper. The deepest of those went to 160 feet. I suppose one of the more unusual features of the construction of the bridge was the extent to which the contractor used the Titan floating crane. Now, that crane had originally been brought from England, or it was probably Scotland, for the construction of the harbour bridge.
That's the thing that was owned by Cockatoo Dock. It was a steam-driven thing. It had to be towed around on a big barge. I think it had 150 tonnes, I think, it could lift.
Well, the dogman those days used to work with a crane driver. The dogman is the one that used to hook the loads up to the end of the cables and used to ride the loads or ride the sling, what we call ride the sling. You'd sit in the sling, you'd make sure your heels were hooked in the bottom and your backside was comfortable in the sling, and you'd sit in it and you'd ride the sling from any height. You know, sometimes you'd be 120 foot up in the air. The communications weren't like they are now with radio and things, because you had a whistle and you had to be in the view of the crane driver. So sitting on the load was the best place you'd ever view, and you'd be able to signal with your hands where you wanted the load. And because there was a lot of obstruction in between, the dogman couldn't walk backward and forward. He had to ride over the tops of people, and you'd had to sit on the load or stand on the load and ride it over to wherever you wanted it, and you could put it down a lot quicker. Those days were really wonderful days. I can remember the time that somebody got into the year old Slim, the crane driver. It was a rainy day and we had never had a lot to do. And so Slim asked me to do a job over the other side of the yard, and I jumped in the sling and I'm riding the sling over. And I wondered why he's going out over the water. And he put the jib out as far as it'd go in the Parramatta River. And then he started to lower it towards the river. And I'm thinking, what's this silly old coot doing? Because they never told me that what he does with new dogmen is give them a dunk in the river. And so I'm going down and I started blowing the whistle to stop. And old Slim didn't hear me. He didn't want to hear me. So he put me in the river. I had all his regalia and all the wet weather gear, gumboots and all. And down I went into the water, right under the water too, in the sling. And I stayed in the sling though. And when he pulled me up, I was shaking my fist at him and he was laughing like mad.